Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. My pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show, you can find the articles, the archives, lots of good stuff there. The Brain Trust members are all there, and also my blog. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. It's a new look this month, whole new look. We've completely redesigned it, and I mean completely from one end to the other, so check that out when you get a chance. Also, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, the small business knowledge base, where you can get small business answers now. Check that out. Use it to your advantage. Ask questions, get answers, and other resources associated with those answers. I hope you'll take advantage of that. No barrier to entry there, too. It's all free. Just for you, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. Glenn Upice is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's been with us many times before. He's the founder of Power Insights International, and he's here to talk to us about some folks that you and I need to know more about. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. The Gen Y generation, the Gen Y folks, the Echo Boomers, sometimes they're called.
Yes, sir.
And folks, to put this in perspective, as you know, if you look at all the generations out there, you've got the GI generation, which is my parents' generation. You've got the folks in the middle there. I've forgotten exactly what they call them, the notch folks, I guess. And then you've got the Baby Boomers, which is after that. That's the big one. That's about 78, 80 million folks. Then you got the Gen Xers that are, what, about 50 million or so?
Yep.
Something like that, 40, 50 million. And then the Gen Y, they're the young kids now. They're the babies and the teens and that sort of thing. And they may be, one of my generation experts, one of my demographic experts, Glenn, says that generation, they're still making those babies. That generation may be as big as 100 million.
Actually, according to the latest statistics, they're up at around 78.5 million right now.
Right now, but they're still making those babies.
And they're still making them. And it's interesting. They call this generation the most high maintenance, but yet the most productive generation in history.
How could they be productive? They're just babies.
They're just babies, but they've been raised and to think that the most important thing for them is to become rich and famous, Jim.
And so why are they high? I'm going to ask an obvious question, folks, right? Why are they high maintenance like we don't already know? Tell us, Glenn, why you think they're high maintenance?
Well,
is it because it's all about them?
It's all about them. It's funny because
isn't it?
It is. In fact, they are what they call themselves, the trendy generation. And they believe that the Gen Y brand is the brand I, because it's all about them.
You know, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. I was with a young man. He's 14 years old, nice kid, really good kid, very respectful, well-behaved, good manners, from good family. I mean, this is a really nice little kid. And he was asking me to help him with something. In fact, he was asking me for a pretty big favor. And I was in the process of doing him that favor, giving my time and actually something of my possession to him to use, showing him how to use it. And in the middle of all that, he gets a phone call on his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what he did? He took the call.
Of course he did. That they've all been raised by technology. And,
well, not only technology, but as good as this kid is, nobody had told him, son, if you're talking to somebody and they're helping you out, you get a phone call, put the call on hold.
Well, Jim, did you see the cover story on Fortune magazine?
Probably not.
On May 28th, the cover story, it's called Manage Us, Please. They have their own rules. You just don't understand them.
Well, that's exactly right. So what are we going to do about this? Two things. They're our customers now. Not going to be our customers, but they are our customers now. And the leading edge of that generation are starting to become our employees, and all the rest of them are going to be our employees, and they're also going to be, some of them are going to be the ones who buy our businesses.
That's exactly right, and shape our brands of the future.
And compete with us. They're going to be our competitors, too.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You look at this consumer group, they are literally shaping and creating new product categories that never existed before. When you consider MP3 players and new and hipster-type clothing lines, they're very – and this is something that's very beneficial to our small business listeners, Jim, is that they're a generation that – is shaped by products first. And if those products stay in tune to their lifestyle requirements and those brands deliver relevancy, then they follow the brands. I'd like to talk more about that.
Yeah, we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Glenn Upiece is our guest. He and I will be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years. We are too. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Glenn Upiece. And Glenn is the founder of Power Insights International Incorporated. Glenn, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.glennlopis.com. That's glennupiece.com.
Yeah, the L's are sound a little different than you ordinarily would think they do, folks. So check that out, glennupiece.com. I like to have Glenn on the show, Glenn, because your name is the only one that's a little stranger than Blassingame. And so it's always good to have you here.
Well, I appreciate that.
Glenn, we're talking about the Gen Ys, folks, and what they are as consumers, and we're just going through a little bit of a litany of the things that make them who they are, and Glenn, you've got some more ideas on how business owners can cater to and build their brand message toward these individuals.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, it's that attempt to build trust with this generation. It's the irony here is that they are the Generation Y, but they're also the Y generation. They're a very skeptical generation, and for small business owners looking for lower cost methods to go to market, this is a cluster group that's the viral marketing generation. They just have a way of influencing brands and sharing their thoughts and perspectives on certain products and brands because they've really grown their behaviors and their confidence through the use of technology. And as you know, Jim, this is the MySpace generation. So
yep.
Once they find out about a certain product that fits a lifestyle need, they start blogging and getting involved with message boarding.
We already know how much money this group helped make the MySpace founders.
Absolutely.
Oh, all by themselves, didn't they?
They sure did.
And made them billionaires.
They did. And, the power that's behind this group is they're very influential, and they just want acceptance. And that's
and
why
they have money at their – they have money available to them.
They have a lot of
– let me tell you why I said it that way, Glenn. I said it that way because notice I didn't say they have money. I don't know that they have money to spend. They have money available to them. I'll give you an example. And I learned this again yesterday with this young man I was talking about. I asked him about his allowance. And he said, I don't have an allowance. Now, I know this kid. Now, his family's doing okay, but they're not ultra wealthy or anything. But, his dad's a working man. What I now realize after him saying that was he doesn't need an allowance because all he has to do is ask for what he wants and they get it for him.
It's really interesting.
See, my point, that's the reason I say they don't have money. They have money available.
That's why they call them the influencers.
Yeah.
They don't only influence their peers, but they influence their parents. In fact, this is a generation that after they're done with college, they go back home and live with their parents because they're a group that is looking for mentors or looking to trust, and trust starts in the family form.
What do they call that? Boomerang? They call it boomerang, don't they?
That's right. Well, it's interesting. When you talk about money, this is a generation that's learned how to make money, and they've learned how to make money over the Internet. Mm-hmm. Now, these people are very savvy.
If you want to reach these people, you've got to find them in cyberspace, don't you? Primarily.
No, that's the first place you find them. And it's interesting because
they've got to find you, I should say.
Well, it's interesting. Brand owners today are doing more and more online marketing strategies, this digital marketing, Jim, and they're finding new ways to communicate and touch them. I mean, you have to keep in mind that this group, before the age of 21, they've already done 250,000 emails, instant messages, and phone text messages.
Probably a million instant messages.
Oh, it's crazy.
And text messages.
And text messages. Over 110,000 hours of mobile phone use. I mean, these people are connected to technology and those products and brands that also embrace technology because that's their most comfortable form of communication.
I saw a girl riding down the street the other day, young girl on a bike with her cell phone in her hand. She was riding, dealing with traffic, and text messaging without even looking at she was texting. I could tell with one hand she was doing that without even looking at the phone.
That's right. And, you know, that's why more and more brands are utilizing things like PDA branding and product communication because those are the easy access and touch points to these consumers because it's all about creating this two-way communication transfer through the tools that are available on the Internet.
And
for
know,
a small
speaking,
business owner, that's a lower-cost method to go to market.
Absolutely. Speaking of MySpace, more and more businesses have their own MySpace locations and strategies there where they're actually, you know, reaching, finding these people and reaching out to them on MySpace, for example.
That's right. In fact, they become so in tuned with the use of technology and the use of the Internet, Jim, that corporations, I mean, you're talking about this, corporations today are having the toughest time recruiting this generation, but they're starting to adapt their training modules and their recruiting strategies to appeal and to connect specifically to this generation. I've never seen more generation-specific marketing than those that exist for this.
Even more so for the than for the Gen Xers.
That's correct. That's correct. In fact, I mean, think of the industries that have formed because of Gen Y, such as action sports and X Games. Mm-hmm. That industry alone was formed by just watching kids jump over garbage cans and skateboards. Yeah.
Stand by, Glenn. We got to take a quick break, folks. Glenn Yulpeis is our guest. He and I will be right back. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Got a black magic woman.
What the time?
Welcome back. It's 7 till. That's Ann Wilson knocking it out for you there. She and her sister Nancy, the group Heart. She can sing. Glenn Yulpeis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a pretty good singer, too. You want to do a few songs for us, a couple of songs for us, Glenn?
Sure, no problem. I'd be more than happy to.
And he is the guy we've been talking to about this Generation Y situation. And GlennYulpeis.com is his website. Two N's on the Glenn, and the Yulpeis is L-L-O-P-I-S. So check that out when you get a cast. Glenn Yulpeis. Glenn L. O-P-I-S, L-L-O-P-I-S is the name, and .com on the end will get you to his website. What do we find when we get to your website, Glenn?
Well, you'll find several things. Number one, you'll find several tips on how to succeed and develop new business ventures. Also, you'll see my monthly podcast. Also see several articles that I've written, and some television segments. So it's pretty action-packed with information.
Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Okay, Glenn, what else do we need to know about the Gen Y generation?
we need to know that they're one of the most informative and R&D focus groups you can tap into. They are a group that can help a small business owner create products overnight. Just listen to them. They're full of ideas. They always have an opinion, and they'll tell you what they think will sell. And if you talk to them, and I suggest that you go to your local mall and just look at what they do and what their lifestyles are made of, they're very influential, and they're walking billboards. I mean, just look at the way they dress. They either have headphones on or some sort of hipster clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Always walking with, designer coffee in their hand.
The thing that I think about, just some dramatic differences. If you think about, my generation, the baby boomers, we had almost no logos. There was almost no, I couldn't have afforded the logos even if we had them, but there really wasn't that much out there. Levi's was probably the big thing back then. But we hung out together. Guys hung out together when we didn't have a date or something. But usually if we had a date, it was just you and your date. But today, kids don't really go on dates like we used to, do they? They all kind of meet and hang out together, don't they?
Yep, they like to be in groups. That makes them feel comfortable because if you think about it, that's the same way that they were raised by using the Internet. It's all about chat rooms and chat groups. So they tend to migrate together. That's why they're great focus groups.
How are these kids going to be as adults? What kind of functioning adults do you think they're going to be?
Well, the way we look at it is that this group is just, they're going to be incredibly productive, enterprise-minded people. They're opportunist. And as they grow older, we believe that they're going to reshape the way businesses run, and they're going to reshape the way money is made. They're very enterprise-driven. I mean, there was a statistic in USA Today about 3 months ago, Jim, that said there's the top two things that this generation wants is money and fame.
Do they trust the older generations?
It's interesting.
When I was coming up as a young pup, when they were talking about my generation being the young generation, we feared and revered the older generations.
Mm-hmm. This generation is, like I said, skeptical, but they want to believe because they seek leadership. I mean, this is a group that wants to feel that they can trust somebody because they feel so misunderstood.
Why do they feel misunderstood?
Because they have their own way of thinking, Jim. I mean,
Do you think they're wrong? Do you think they're mistaken when they think they're misunderstood?
No, I think they're right. Because anyone that's been raised using the Internet, it's a whole different mindset. In the mindset of this generation, that's why they call them the Y generation. They're always asking questions.
So we've given them all this privilege and all this stuff. And yet they're still not completely happy about it.
They're not. I mean, think about the societal influencers. This generation has been led to believe through their parents and through the news that things just aren't going to last very long. So they better capitalize on getting to where they want to be now.
Right. Very interesting. Glenn, thank you for being here. Good job today. I've enjoyed having you here. Enjoyed the comments that you've given us, the perspectives, and the way you've challenged us to think of the Gen Y generation. And, of course, folks, it's a big group. They have lots of money available. They're going to be making lots of money. We need to find out how to market to them, and that's what Glenn's been helping us with. Glenn, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Great to be back, and we'll look forward to it. Take care.
We'll do it again real soon. Glenn, you peace, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.